Good morning, everyone, and welcome again out into the bush. And there's a few drops of rain around, and all I can say is, Lord, let it rain, because it's dry out here. Well, today, we're going to look at John chapter 14. Now, I know I said that we would look at heaven today, but when you look at the first few verses of John chapter 14, there is much, much more in John chapter 14 than just a mention of heaven. Jesus makes some unmistakably clear comments that I believe you and I need to hear. In my opinion, I think he gives us some clarity on some issues that really needs to be presented clearly. So let me show you what he said. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Well, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's clarity. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to just kind of understand what Jesus is saying and how it applies to us as well as to the disciples that Jesus was speaking to. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Listen, these guys were messed up. They were really, really confused. They were hurting. They thought Jesus was the mighty Messiah that was going to come and rescue Israel from Rome and then set up his kingdom. It was going to be magnificent. But now he says he's going to die and he's going to be gone. They were disappointed, and you can understand why. You see, they had followed him for 3.5 years. They had learned from him. They wanted to follow Jesus for the rest of their lives, and now he's going to be gone, no one to follow. Well, you see, the concept of a spiritual leader just had not crossed their mind. Then he tells them that one of their own would betray him. And then he says, the rest of you, most of you are going to betray me anyway and run off and leave me. They were hurting. It's not looking good for the disciples right now. But then Jesus comes on and says, you believe God, believe in me. You see, these guys were good Jews, and they knew that they could trust the Creator, Jehovah God, in everything. Now Jesus says, will you trust me the same way as you trust God the Father? That's a big question. Well, let's ask ourselves, will we trust Jesus the same as we trust God? Verse number 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Well, two things. God the Father's house has many rooms or dwelling places. Yeah, I said last week, I'm going to stick with the mansion part. But honestly, the Greek does say many dwelling places. And that's all right with me. As long as we're in the Father's house and Jesus is there, that's fine with me. Well, then he says, I'm leaving to prepare a place for you. Simply stated, Jesus was soon going to wait and began preparing a place for those who follow him. And thinking about our day, he's been working on that for a long, long time. Can you only imagine what it's going to be like? Well, if you want a glimpse of that, go over to Revelation chapter 21 and have a read for yourself. But let's move on. Verse number 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Will he come again and get us? Well, he said that 2,000 years ago and it's still not happened. We've heard it for so long and still it's not happening. It's not happened. Let me back up. It's not happened yet. Well, do you trust him? Do you trust that what he says he's going to do, he will do? Do you believe him? Do you believe that he will come back and get us? And if so, shouldn't it affect the way that we live in all that we do, that Jesus is coming soon? Are you getting some clarity here from the words of Jesus? Oh yeah, he's coming back, and you need to be ready for him. Verse 4, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. But did they know? Were they sure how to follow Jesus? Well, how long have you been following Jesus, and are you following him completely? Think about that. So Thomas speaks up. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? After 3.5 years of following Jesus, they still did not know how to completely follow him. Well, how long have you been following Jesus? Are you completely following Jesus completely? Any idea why? Well, let's not be so hard on the disciples. Well, Jesus gives the answer to Thomas in words that absolutely cannot be misunderstood. He makes the way very, very, very narrow. Verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's another one of those I am statements where he claims connection to deity. You know, God told Moses, I am that I am. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. What does he mean? I am the way. Jesus puts it out there. You see, there is no other way to God except through Jesus. So many people of our day wants to go another way. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 100 times at funerals. People says, well, mom or dad, they're up there looking down, and they were nowhere near Jesus. I know it's a sentimental feeling, but did they know Jesus? Jesus makes it clear, unmistakably clear. The only way to the Father is through him. Did you get that? There is no other way. But there's a few other things that Jesus says in this comment. He said, I am the truth. You see, Jesus is the complete embodiment of truth. No wonder he told the disciples, you believe in God, believe in me. So how about you? Do you believe he is the truth? Is Jesus your truth? When he makes the demands of the disciples that are so hard to follow, do you still believe he is the truth? Then he said, I am the life. Just as God gave life to everything that lives, Jesus now gives life. But there's a different life that he gives as well. That's eternal life. Through Jesus, we can live forever. Not in this world, but with God in the Father's house, in that wonderful place that we know to be heaven. Are you trusting Jesus? Has he given you that eternal life? But then there was that sober comment we've already looked at. We're just going to repeat it. No one comes to the Father except through me, Jesus said. Don't forget that. He is the only way. Now, just to summarize these very, very clear words that Jesus said, what Jesus said makes the way to the Father very, very narrow, and no amount of discussion can change that. Today, it's all about dialogue. Well, listen, you can't talk about a clear comment and change it. What Jesus says will stand. You see, works won't get you there. Religion won't get you there. Your church membership, your baptism, communion, none of those things will get you to heaven. And lastly, you can't get there on your own. If you're going to heaven, you'll have to go through Jesus. You and I need desperately to follow Jesus. And if we don't have him, then we'll have to stand before God in our own righteousness. And if we do that, we do not stand a chance. But please keep in mind, Jesus carried our unrighteousness to his cross, nailed our sin on his cross, and with his blood paid for our sin. Now he offers to you and me something we don't deserve, and that's his perfect righteousness. Through his sacrifice and paying for our sin, he offers to us now his righteousness. Listen, we need Jesus, and we need him desperately. So let's summarize the things that we've looked at today. First, Jesus is creating a place for us somewhere in the Father's house, and there's a lot of rooms there, and one of them could be for you. Secondly, he will come again just as he promised. Are you still believing in his coming? You need to. Thirdly, never forget this. The only way into eternal life is through Jesus. Anyone attempting a different way to the Father will meet him at the great white throne judgment. And if you're there, sorry, don't stand a chance. So let me invite you to come to Jesus. Let me say it again. Let me invite you to come to Jesus. It's your call. It's your decision. Why don't you surrender your life to him? Let him save you, forgive you, and give you eternal life. And then let's surrender our lives to him and follow him for the rest of our lives. Would you do that? It is your decision. It's your decision. So please follow him. Jesus, thank you for these very, very clear words. Lord, you have given us clarity. We can no longer have any doubt about what our future holds as Christians. We do know also that you're coming again, and we know the only way to heaven and to the Father is through you. Father, help us make that solid in our lives. Help us come to God through Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.